Happy Sabbath, everyone. It's good for all of us to be here. No ice this morning in our area anyway. We do want you to remember those young adults that traveled up to Minnesota, so keep them in your prayers as they travel. Did you know that over the last 30 years, one out of every 10 pop songs mention the word angel? One out of every 10, that's a pretty high rate. During tragic events, people have witnessed seeing angels. So this has become one of the topics amongst our circle of friends that we've discussed is the scriptures that speak about judging angels. Have you ever thought about the topic of judging angels? Who will judge the angels? And what angels will be judged? Today we're going to dive into the topic and review the who, what, when, where, and how. We know off the bat that there's two groups of angels. We have the holy angels and we have the fallen angels. The demons, that they are spirit beings. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians 5. Verse 9, and we'll read through chapter 6 through 3. So this is where a lot of the topic discussion revolves around. 1 Corinthians 5, 9. I wrote to you in my epistle not to keep company with sexually immoral people. Yet I certainly did not mean with the sexually immoral people of this world, or with the covetous, or extortioners, or idolaters, since then you would need to go out to the world. But now I've written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother who is sexually immoral, or covetous, or an idolater, or a reviler, or a drunkard, or extortioner. Not even to eat with such a person. For what have I to do with judging those who also are outside? Do you not judge those who are inside? But those who are outside, God judges. Therefore, put away from yourselves the evil person. Chapter 6, verse 1. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unrighteous, and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge the angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? Here we see Paul writing a letter to the church at Corinth. The people were having problems as Christians. They were fighting and feuding among brethren. It's disgraceful when we as Christians cannot get along. This is a correction to the Corinthians. They are disputing the little things, but their future was to be rulers over greater things. We ourselves are not to be around people who are immoral. We know that. We have enough trials and problems to fight our way through. We do not need outside influences making it harder for us to do what's right in life. Secondly, in this passage, I see in verse 13 that it is God who judges the people of this world. It's not us. We know that the book of Revelation, it defines God as the judge of the people of this world. The deeds are written down in the book of life, and people will be judged accordingly. For us today, we're to work on our personal lives, improving where we can. Do you remember the story about the splinter in the brother's eye, and we have a beam in our own eye? We are to focus and to improve on ourselves. Verse 3 is a little bit different. it says that the saints will judge the angels. Throughout this message, we'll review the topic of judging angels. Let's first review the word angel in Scripture. In Hebrew, it's malak, M-A-L-A-K. It means a messenger. 98 times it says messenger. Angel is 111 times. Ambassador, 4 times. In Greek, the word is angelos, A-N-G-E-L-O-S, which means a messenger, an envoy, which is a diplomat. Total mentions is 273 times in Scripture. Point one, the background of angels. What's their purpose? What is the purpose of angels? Let's turn to Psalm 148, verse 1. Psalm 148, we'll read 1 through 5. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his host. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. Everything listed here was created. Angels, like the stars and the moon, were created. We know that they are to be messengers from God. They were created holy, without sin. Let's turn to Job 38, verse 4. Job 38, we'll read 4 through 7. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding, who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or we stretched the line upon it. To what were its foundations fastened? Or who laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together, and all the suns shouted for joy. In this passage, what do we see? We see that the angels were created before earth because they witnessed creation and shouted for joy. They were joyful. I'll quote some more passages. We won't turn to them. Hebrews 1:14 says, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who inherit salvation?" Ministering to us as they did Jesus Christ. God's angels are called holy and elect with their dwelling place in heaven. They enter his presence to receive instructions and commands. They perform the work that God gives to them. Then they carry out his orders. Colossians 1:16 says, "All things were created by him and for him." This includes angels. All things. Psalm 104:4 says, "Who makes his angels spirits, his ministers a flame of fire." During the time of Daniel in the Old Testament, he had ministering angels. Daniel 9:22 says, "He instructed me and said to me, Daniel, I have now come to you to give you insight and understanding." This also tells us that angels are wise and intelligent. Scripture tells us that angels rejoice when sinners accept Christ as their Savior, Luke 15:10. Isn't it an amazing thing that angels rejoice when a sinner repents? We know that Christ was given the right hand of God, the Father having authority over all, even the angels. 1 Peter 3:22 says, "Who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God? Angels and authorities and powers having been made subject to him." Luke 22:42 says, "Even when Christ was in his last days on earth as a man, an angel came to him ministering." We know that angels do not marry, Matthew 22:30. At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. Angels express emotion like joy and longing. We'll discuss this more in a minute. Angels are too numerous to count. Psalm 68:17, it says, "The chariots of God are tens of thousands of thousands of thousands." That's a lot of angels. Hebrews 12:22, "But you have come to Mount Zion, to heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. You have come to thousands upon thousands of angels in joyful assembly." So what do we know about angels? Angels were created to glorify and worship God, the Father and the Son. Angels report to God and observe God's people. Angels announce the birth of Christ and perform the will of God. They ministered to Christ as well as ministered to humans. Angels rejoiced in God's creation and rejoices to those who repent and are baptized. We know that three angels are mentioned by name: Gabriel, Michael, and the fallen angel Lucifer, or Satan, of which a third of the angels followed. The only angel called archangel is Michael. Michael means the chief angel. Point number two, judging angels, holy angels. What does this mean? Judging angels. Well, in 1 Corinthians 6, verse 2, we'll turn back to that. 1 Corinthians 6, 2, "Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge the angels?" Verse 3. Saints judging the world. As we said earlier, we have to get along with one another as Christians. We have to be able to make wise decisions over the little things before we are granted the bigger decisions. What happens in the millennium? The saints will be spirit beings, will they not? They will be placed in the positions to govern the world. A definition of judge is to govern. And this makes perfect sense. The saints will govern the world, just as Scripture says. What happens next? Christ opens the books and reviews everyone's works, the good deeds, the sins, and people are judged accordingly. Then New Jerusalem descends from heaven upon the new earth, and God the Father comes down and establishes his new kingdom. Very exciting things to think about. Romans 8:29-30 says, "We are to be conformed to the image of Christ." We will be one, unified. We will represent Christ wherever we go, whoever we speak to. We will be Christ and are Christ representatives, his diplomats. In verse 3, it says to judge. The Greek word for judge is krino, K-R-I-N-O. It means to rule or to govern. As spirit beings, Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, we will have the authority over the holy angels. They have not sinned, so there's no need for judgment, but we will be given a higher position over the angels. Humans were created in God's image, and Christ sacrificed his life for us. Remember, we are to sit on the throne with Jesus Christ. What about today? Today, we are created physical beings. As Scripture says, we are a little lower than the angels. We're not spirit beings. We can't walk through walls. We have disease. And as humans, we die. Hebrews 2, 7 through 9 talks about we have limitations, physical limitations. We know that angels are stronger and wiser than we currently are. 2 Samuel 14, 20. Let's turn to Hebrews 1, verse 14. Hebrews 1, 14, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? Holy angels are sent from God to minister to us. Angels have ministered throughout time to God and direct peoples, God's people during special occasions. Let's look at chapter 2, verse 16. For indeed, he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. As we have read, it is the angel's job to minister to help God's people. Point number three. Do angels have personality? Do angels have personality? Well, we'll read in a few scriptures that they do show emotion. James 2:19 says, "You believe that God is one, well and good. Even the demons believe that and tremble with fear." The demons believe, they tremble with fear. Revelation 12:17 says, "So the dragon became enraged at the woman and went away to make war on the rest of her children, those who keep God's commandments and hold to the testimony about Jesus." So here we read that the dragon became enraged, showing emotion. Luke 8:28, when he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and shouted with a loud voice, "Leave me alone, Jesus, Son of the Most High God. I beg you, do not torment me." These scriptures show that angels have emotions. They think for themselves. They're not robots. They're all unique, individual. They act upon their thoughts. They have personality. Point number four, judging fallen angels. Let's review the topic of judging the fallen angels. This passage speaks of what is to come, the impending judgment on earth. Isaiah 24, verse 21. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will punish on high the host of exalted ones, and on the earth the king kings of the earth, they will be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and will be shut up in prison. After many days, they will be punished. Then the moon will be disgraced and the sun ashamed. For the Lord of hosts will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before his elders gloriously. We read in Scripture that it is the Lord who will judge and punish. The Lord. We also read of who does the casting down of demons. Who does that? Let's turn to 2 Peter 2, verse 4. 2 Peter 2, verse 4. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, so he's speaking of the demons, those who followed Lucifer. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment. Who do we read does the casting? It is God. God cast them down, and you can specifically see that he did not spare the demons. And it is God who cast them down to their place of residence. Let's turn to Jude 1:6. Jude 1:6, and the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, meaning the angels that followed Lucifer once again, he is reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. Once again, we see that the demons have a reserved place that contains everlasting chains, darkness, that he has reserved for them. When will this happen, you ask? The ruler of this world is judged. Satan is accumulating bad deed after bad deed today and is being judged now. Let's turn to John 16:11. We'll read words of Christ. John 16:11. Of judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. The ruler of this world, Satan, is judged. The day of judgment is yet to come for the fallen. The final judgment day. Revelation 20, verse 10. A time we all look forward to is when Satan will be locked away for good. The final judgment. Revelation 20:10, the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and a false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. So we do know at the end of the thousand-year reign, Satan will be released for a little time. And he will create havoc once again. And then he will be judged and locked up one final time. With this topic in mind, have you ever thought about can the demons repent? Can they say, I'm sorry, and follow God again? God has already reserved a place for those angels who followed Lucifer. Let's turn back to 2 Peter 2:4. 2 Peter 2:4, very, very good scripture to memorize. For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment. Scripture says that they are not spared. Those who followed Lucifer are not spared. If we are baptized, truly converted, we know and live and follow Jesus Christ's footsteps. But then one day we wake up and we say, I'm done. I quit. This was our chance. We threw it away. God has given us a chance. He will not continue to repeatedly give us chance after chance after chance. We have to take our calling seriously. It's the same way for the angels. They are all given a chance. The fallen angels threw their chance away. According to Scripture, we have to hold on to our chance. We have to follow the path and do what's right. Why would angels be any different? If they served the Father and the Son for thousands of years and threw it away to follow Lucifer, don't you think that they threw away their chance as well? Scripture says here in 2 Peter 2 that they will not be spared. 1 Peter 5:8 and 2 Corinthians 11:14 says that we are to be on guard of the roaring lions, of the false teachers, of the deception of this world. So point five was, can fallen angels repent? Point six is, if angels were created by God, can angels die? Have you ever thought about that? Can angels die? They were created. What does Scripture say? Let's review the story when the Sadducees was trying to get Christ, trying to confuse Christ with the question that he couldn't answer. The question was concerning the seven brothers, if you remember, who took care of the widow from the brother that died. In the resurrection, who will she be married to? Let's turn to Luke 20, verse 33. Luke 20, 33 through 36. And this is the Sadducees asking Jesus Christ, therefore in the resurrection, whose wife does she become? For all seven had her as wife. Yet Jesus answered and said to them, the sons of this age marry and are given in marriage. But those who are counted worthy to attain that age and the resurrection from the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. Nor can they die any more, for they are equal to the angels and are sons of God, being sons of the resurrection. So we see these are the words of Jesus Christ himself. If those saints are resurrected and cannot die, comparing them to the angels, then the angels cannot die. We have read that there's already a place of confinement defined for the fallen angels. Let's turn to Daniel 10:10. For another example, Daniel 10, 10 through 13. Suddenly, a hand touched me, which made me tremble on my knees and on the palms of my hands. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand up. For I have now been sent to you. While he was speaking the words to me, I stood trembling. Then he said to me, do not fear, Daniel, for For from the first day that you set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come because of your words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, has come to help me, for I have been left alone there with the king of Persia. So we see that this is a single angel was fighting the kings of land for 21 days. All of the armies of the land against the one angel for 21 days, and that angel still remained. He did not die. Of course, we read that the archangel Michael, the chief, came to help. Matthew 25:41 says that Christ said that there is a place prepared for the devil and the fallen angels, an everlasting fire. Let's turn to Hebrews 9:27. Hebrews 9:27, and it is appointed for men to die once, but after this, the judgment. Men are to be appointed to die once. I don't read where it says that angels are appointed to die. The angels who did not keep their positions of authority but abandoned their own home, these he has kept in darkness, bound with everlasting chains for judgment on this great day. With all these scriptures that we see, they tell us that they are spirit beings. I see no scripture telling us of their death. We read the scripture for the fallen angels of having an eternal place to reside, darkness, and in chains. We've read today that the saints will be governing with Christ on the throne, governing those in the thousand-year millennium, governing the holy angels. God will judge the fallen angels, and he's created a place for them to reside in darkness and in chains. There is no scriptures that I see that defines demons that have the option to repent or that demons can be put to death. What can we learn from angels? Even though they were created perfect, even spirit beings fell unto being puffed up with pride, beauty, and power. Things for all of us to be aware of. Satan and his fallen angels had an evil nature due to their rebellion and disobedience, which can lead to being a liar, a murderer, a deceiver, a slanderer, a tempter, one who opposes all that is good and holy. The holy angels have set a great example for us as serving God by being humble, totally submissive to the will of God. Angels glorified and sang praises to God for what they have seen and heard.